scrub. Now, as regular listeners to the programme know, Radio Prague recently sent one of its reporters to Afghanistan to cover the work of the Czech NGO People in Need, which has provided relief and development assistance to the war-stricken country since 2001. In today's special, Christian Falvey looks at the position of women in Afghanistan and how it affects the work of the Czech aid mission.
Marketa Novotna is one of three Czech women currently working with people in need in Afghanistan. In the financial office in Mazar-i-Sharif, she leads a team of educated men and women, not so very different from the kind of collective you might expect anywhere else.
With Afghan women, it's of course easier to work with, because for men it's much more like nature to cooperate and to speak to men than to women. So when I want to solve something with men, then I face automatically the first phase of non-trust, or I have to justify my position and something like that. So for me it's quite difficult, but in the office with men with whom I work every day, it's easy. They talk to us the same way, to men and to women. So this is problem at the beginning of work here and in the field, where they don't see expatriates.
Have you experienced that they would feel the men would feel uncomfortable with you telling them to do something, or?
No, maybe less patient than women, than Afghan women, that they don't want to listen so long to me.
Do not look an Afghan woman in the eye, I was told by most every website. Do not speak to a woman, do not ask after her, or, God forbid, touch her in even the most well-meaning way. Reality is slightly less severe, but it's not bad advice to bank on for your first trip as a roving reporter. But Pavel Pshikarel of People in Need will be in Afghanistan for 18 months, and his food assistance projects will be quite impossible without the day-to-day communication with his female staff members in Mazar-i-Sharif.
It's quite complicated, actually. You have to approach women in a certain way. For instance, you never shake hands with a woman, even if she's your colleague. But on the other hand, the women inside of the team, those who work in the main office here in Mazar, there are five, and they are quite young and emancipated, all of them. So you can speak with them normally, they don't wear burqa on the street.
Such is the reality as relayed from a kebab shop in Mazar-i-Sharif. But most of the work of People in Need does not take place in the relatively worldly confines of Mazar. It is done in the high mountain communes of Afghans of various ethnicities who rarely see a foreigner, let alone a foreign woman, and with whom the necessary communication can be impossible without a liaison of the proper sex.
In villages, you don't basically see even a woman being male and being foreigner. So, if you enter the room, female just leave, or that they cover their heads so that you cannot see them, you definitely cannot speak with them. So it's quite complicated, and you have to be able to work in this environment in a way that you have sort of intermediary always when you need to communicate with women. And it's important in the projects, because some things you just need to ask a woman, even from the practical point of view. Women are those who carry the water, for instance, with children. So they know how far it is for them to carry the water and things like that.
One of Pavel's such liaisons is Farida Rahimi, a 37-year-old woman who had started working for People in Need just a couple of days before our first trip into rural Afghanistan. When I spoke to her first, she hadn't yet ventured into People in Need's remote Uzbek, Tajik, and Hazara villages, known only to very few strangers.
Do you feel comfortable working around men as an Afghan woman among other Afghan men?
Yeah, it is. I don't have any problem between men and women. Yeah, it is because I have more than 18 years experience with male and female working in the field and in the office.
That's uncommon in Afghanistan, no?
Yeah, it is difficult. We have a bad, in some places, we had a bad custom and culture. If the female go to the field without any male, without brother or fathers, they are thinking bad about that. But I know there is some other female staff. In this case, when I go to the field with them, I don't face some problem in the future.
But Farida had no other women, nor any brothers or a father to rely on when we arrived at our final destination, a village of mud-slapped houses deep in a canyon valley called Margzar, that a handful of Afghan workers from People in Need call home for their sojourns in the field. The emancipated Farida eats alone and walks behind us men, and so I didn't notice immediately that she had donned a burqa for our visit to the village beneficiaries.
Can I ask you, this is the first time I've ever interviewed a woman in a burqa. Why are you wearing the burqa now?
Because of the custom of culture of this place.
Of this village?
Yeah, yeah. This valley don't like the female staff is coming without burqa. Yeah.
And how do you feel in it?
Because of our custom, I relax.
And so it doesn't bother you?
It is bother, but I have to do.
And can you see?
Yeah, of course.
You can see well?
Not well. For me it is difficult because always I go to the city and have revere, but this is the first time I came with burqa.
And is it hot?
Yeah, it is hot.
We were indeed lucky to have the courageous Farida for our discussions and negotiations with the women and the men of Margzar. But when it came to male bonding, we needed her as well, and she was made to wait elsewhere as we sat on the floor with the village elders.
Well, now you see the difficulty that we were invited for chai to sit with men, with several men around in the room. But our translator, who is a woman, she's not allowed to enter such a gathering. So now we are kind of facing the problem that we don't understand each other, but it's okay with them, apparently.
Farida, however, ultimately negotiated her way into the room, facilitating a discussion of manly pursuits between us, namely the contents of Afghan and Swedish chewing tobacco. After we left, her Czech colleague was curious to know how she had won admittance.
So what do you think they think?
Yeah.
That you then came as a only woman, you spoke English. Is it okay for them, or what do they think?
No, they are thinking, is it okay? But when I came here, they said, oh, for one female staff, it is not good to sit among the foreigner person and explain them. Yeah, sometimes they are thinking wrong. But right now they are a little educated. For some people it's not educated, it is bad. They are thinking bad because the uneducated person, it is not clear for them.
Even with the unflagging Farida by our side, it was sometimes every bit as difficult to speak to the local female beneficiaries as promised. In the region of Shortepa on the Uzbek border, project manager Abdul Jamil and one of the female field workers named Fatima explained why I had been so flatly rebuffed by one female potential interviewee.
Here, this is the custom and this is the religious because their husbands don't allow her to speak with the other people.
Is that in every house or are some houses?
No, not in every house, just in some houses are just they are speaking.
Some houses are more conservative?
Yeah, conservative. Some of these are very open and in the training of marketing, they don't tell us sex women to the marketing.
Even to come to the workshop, which was facilitated by a woman.
By a woman, yes, sir.
Because they didn't want their women to work, or because why?
No, they want to work inside the house, but they don't want to go outside the house and the other people house.
And can I ask her a question?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Is she Fatima Jan?
Well, there is a...
Maybe she won't want to answer this in front of all of these men, but does she feel like women have more difficult lives than men?
Yes, they patient more difficulties than men.
That's everything she said?
No, just he accepted that the woman just patient of very more difficulties than men. But she accepted.
She accepts that.
Yeah.
That's okay with her.
Yeah, exactly.
What would you like to see happen in this area, for example, or in the villages, for women's lives to be better?
First of all, literacy and education, that's what's needed for these people, and security, psychological security. When the Action Aid Office held a marketing workshop for women 1 month ago in Kaldar, someone burnt it down in the night. The women are afraid that if we have a similar workshop, they will set fire to our office too. Psychologically, it is too much for them. They need security and they need education.
Afghan women can accept an awful lot, I found. What they wear, how much they work, or what is demanded of them is often further from their minds than many Westerners would presumably expect. And their most earnest needs are much more basic even than that.